a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
How do you approach petrol prices and trying to get a bit of a discount? How do you go about trying to get, because you always give me crap about like driving too far to get cheaper petrol.
I don't understand the logic. Like, I get the logic of, hey, if you've got seven petrol stations on your way home or your way to work, maybe figuring out what is the cheapest. But it doesn't make any sense to me to save 2 cents a litre.
Drive further.
To drive 10Ks.
Yeah.
Then you're not saving any money.
Yeah, but I don't do that.
No, I Anyway. Yeah. But, no, I sort of, look.
It's hard on the Bellarine.
Yeah, there's a few. There's a few. I'd say I always end up going to APCO.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like, you know.
Local guys, man.
Local, and like, you know, and so, yeah.
Almost always. I know, so we've got, they do advertise with us, like they full disclosure.
Yeah, but this is not a sponsored post. I wish it was.
Personally, you and I both know that, you know, you're generally going to get value when you go there, right?
Yeah, so, right. So I normally go to the APCO, whether it's Bowen Heads or on just off McKillop Street there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bowen Heads at the moment, $1.67.9. Amazing.
Yeah. Huh.
Right. So if you're not on Petrol Spy, the app.
I'm not anymore. Because it didn't reflect it in real time.
Oh, because it's a community update.
Yeah,
thing,
so it's annoying. So it's actually just.
Most of the time it's right, though.
Mm.
Have you done the 7-Eleven lock in your price thing? I know Herbie's a big one for that.
I did do it. Yeah. And then I realised, and then this was at the height, this was months ago, so it may have changed now. But then I realised that the ones I were going to didn't offer the petrol that I had locked in.
Oh, what?
The price of.
Oh.
It was like that was out of order. That
because you do the high flow diesel or the
flow diesel
because you drive a semi-trailer.
So then I was kind of like, oh, well, what's the point? And I kind of got over it. Although I hear it works really well too.
Yes, I've never been into that. I do the petrol spike. Can I just take you on my drive into work?
Please do.
So I'm coming for Lara. So I'm coming, you know, through Corio down Melbourne Road.
Yeah.
To Latrobe Terrace, right? So there's the big United when it goes from the freeway to that, right? So $1.77.9, okay, right. Yeah.
This is just normal unleaded, I'm guessing?
Yes, sorry,
yeah.
So there's a Metro right next to it, not open when I'm coming to work, but $1.71.9 at the moment.
Okay.
So that's pretty good, right? Then you get to Refinery Road there, and there's a BP right just near Dan's.
Yes.
And the Gateway. And that's $1.64.9, Purnell Road intersection. $1.60. I saw that this morning. And quite often I'll stop there because they've got bangers. They're German bangers at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yes.
So I'm listening to a bit of En Vogue. What's it gonna be?
Yeah, well, beautiful, beautiful.
Amazing.
Love it.
Have a good time. Right? And then there's a couple of the weird ampoles there, $1.69, right? But then all of a sudden you're around the bend, you pass Stead Park and you get to Bunnings. And you've got, so you see Seagull Paddock there,
yes,
right?
Yes,
where you've
got
your
Maccas
and Hungry Jacks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Shell and there's a BP. $1.89.9 each, right?
Right.
Let's just go back 3 minutes up the road to the other BP where it's $1.64.9.
Yeah.
How are you going to be 25 cents a litre more expensive 3 minutes down the road?
Well, think about it, right? Business is not a nice game.
No.
Right? So in my mind, I'm thinking put my corporate hat on and this, you know, all good people.
Yeah.
But don't you think, okay, well, we're going to make the petrol really cheap on this side, but we'll make it up because people coming from the other way aren't going to know how cheap it is.
They're probably different owners, but I see your point. Yeah, because that's a prime spot. You go over the Seppo Bridge if you're heading out of town and boom, you've got two petrol stations right there.
Not saying that's what's happening, but that's just where my brain goes.
No,
I mean, that's good business, isn't
it? I reckon you're right there. But also then just like near North Geelong Station, that Coles, that's $1.85.9 inbound.
Mm.
So I guess my point is, right, use the app because you can get it for $1.64 instead of paying $1.08. Like so 25 cents a litre.
All right, I should go back on the app then.
Will actually make a substantial difference in, you know, you fill up a tank. It'll save you $20.
Yeah.
$10-$20. And that's better in your pocket than. And the same on the Port Arlington Road, like on the highway there through Moolap, it's expensive. Then all of a sudden, boom, you're closer to town. APCO's $1.69.9.
All right, so what's the app that you use?
Petrol Spy. Do your research,
guys. There's a few of them around.
Because if you pay $1.89.9 and get 3 minutes down the road and it's $1.64.9, you'll drive off the road. That's what I'd do.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Now.
Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
Yeah, Kay, what are you giggling about? You're nervous.
You two have both been giggling, which makes me very excited.
It's just a very funny movie choice.
Okay.
I like it.
Don't tell her it's a comedy.
Oh, no, it's a serious drama.
Yeah, that's okay. It's not going to help me anyway, because you two are about to act out a movie. Mm. I then have to guess what movie you're acting out. At the end of your acting, you will say, and scene. And you've been practicing this for a week. It definitely wasn't last minute.
I'm a little bit nervous about this one too.
Oh, God. Okay.
And this is from me last week doing the Timon and Pumbaa rap bit.
So it's hard again.
And that
it's
was
mouthful.
That was a
tough one. Here we go, boys. Are you ready? Because I'm ready
we're
to.
We're ready. Come
I'm
on,
ready
Tommy. We can
all right, here we go. All right. And we'll end it by saying and scene, yep. So you know, that's how you'll know it's over.
Yeah, because I said that.
Okay. Did you already? Nervous. Okay, here we go. Hop in. Take your time. Watch those marshmallows. Ease on in there now. I won't bite unless you ask me to. You are so beautiful.
Good boy, baby. How about we listen to a little bit of music?
What the? How did you know? I love this song. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound. And same.
I was so shocked for a second. It's white jeans.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I did not know at the start. I was like, oh my God.
Just
definitely one of Lingy's favorite movies.
Everybody playing at home.
Did you know? I love this song.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound.
So good.
Amazing, boys. Great stuff.
Thank you. Well done, mate.
I could not take my eyes off it. You know, he kept my focus. Good job.
Certainly makes me want to watch that movie again. Very, very funny. All right, that's I Feel Safe for this week. It returns again next Wednesday. New actors and new guests all.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You may have seen the name Andrew Tate getting around, right? In the last 3 months, he has just exploded on social media. He's a former kickboxer, current moron, is what I'm calling him. He says the most disgusting, vile, concerning things about women. And for that reason, like, this break's a bit intense. So for those, a bit of a trigger warning here, we're going to chat about some stuff. And also 1-800-RESPECT if this brings up anything for you. But basically, there are calls for him to be taken off TikTok and taken off Instagram because of things that he's saying. And it's scary that he is speaking now to millions and millions of young men. It seems to be the main people that are following him because women are sort of crying out in regards to the content that he's putting out there. Now, look, I can take a joke, right? This guy's not joking.
No, he's not.
He's not joking. He's serious when he says things. Like I said, it's a bit intense. He says, women belong in the home. We can't drive. We're a man's property. He also says that if women have been sexually assaulted, we have to bear some responsibility for that. Things like this, right? I don't want to get too much into it because... But I just want to give you the context of where I'm coming from with this anger that you can clearly hear from me. He also has popped up videos recently of how he would attack a woman if she cheated on him and how he would use a machete in this. And all of these videos are getting millions and billions of views and retweets and likes. And it just really concerns me that this guy has such a big platform in the world when what he is saying is truly disgusting, concerning and criminal.
Well, the biggest thing when I just read that is the number. You mentioned how many people are watching it. 11.6 billion times his videos have been viewed. He has 3.4 million followers and another 1.4 million on TikTok. That was Instagram, the first one. That's a lot of people interested in what he's saying, and what he's saying is horrendous.
Mm. And he's saying things like, this is the stuff that you all want to say, but you don't have the balls to do it. And it's like, no, you're spreading hate.
Yeah.
And you're it's not like saying, yeah, no, I think, you know, I think women should be doing this, this and that. It's like, it's 2022, man. Like, get with the times. Don't tell me what I can and cannot do. But all of this other stuff, like sexual assault stuff. He said as well, oh, I prefer to date women 18 to 19 because they've been through less men than a woman that's 26 and you can control her more. Mm. This is the type of stuff he's putting out in the world. And so I just kind of want to say, you know, I mean, like me, I was like, who is this guy? And looked into it. And I was just disgusted. And it's like, oh, I know that I'm kind of being hypocritical because I'm giving this guy another platform on our show. But I just want to say, like, maybe if you're a parent, you're seeing your sons in particular watching this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, stop that straight away. Because I can imagine young kids in particular, you know, they're so impressionable that they might not be able to tell how disgusting this guy is.
Well, he and presents it as cool, doesn't he? Because I was just looking at the photos, like he's sitting on a luxury boat. He's holding a handgun, like trying to look all cool and to young boy or to boys or young men. Like, oh yeah, that looks awesome, that lifestyle.
And now there's this thing where everyone's like, go on your Instagram and see who follows him and then stop following those people, like your mates. And I got to say, I went on, none of my mates follow him, which I'm like, go boys, good lads. But a cafe that I love follows him. And now that kind of concerns me because it's like, why are you...
Well, you don't love them anymore, do you? You're not
Why are you... Like, please don't like this guy. He's foul. He's a criminal. He's an actual criminal. He has assaulted women and there's like 11 charges against him.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's just leave this guy in the bin where he belongs and hopefully social media, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, start blocking all of his content because he is absolute trash.
Well said, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I love being a mediator, which is what I am this morning. It is a battle of the dads, basically. Dad off.
A mediator or a stirrer?
I love both.
Instigator. You're a fire starter.
If it is my birthday.
Change my picture. Oh, no, it's a different song. Sorry.
If it is my birthday and I'm a child and I've got a bunch of siblings, would you buy presents for the other siblings as well? This is what we're asking. Tom, you were very heavily on the yes.
Mm.
So when people bought presents for Goldie's first birthday, Indy also got some and you're cool with that. You like that.
I didn't say they had to, but that's just what our family and friends did because they didn't want it to be, you know, like they didn't want Indy to feel she's such a
Lingy does not agree.
Not one single bit.
Because you're saying that everyone gets a birthday and they get to...
They get their time in the sun.
They get their time in the sun. They'll get there eventually.
And you know what? These kids, they can cope with not getting everything all at once.
Yes. Good thoughts.
And the boys have a quota of hugs per year. And if they all use them all up in the first 3 months of the year, geez, it gets frosty through winter.
All right. Now,
sure.
We have got to take phone calls because there is a whole board full of them. A lot of people getting involved with this. Tegan from Grovedale. Now, Tegan actually got... Oh, she copped it on the post last night.
Like
we had on Facebook.
Night,
took
mate,
it like a champion.
Yeah.
Hello, Tegan. Thanks for being open to copping it again.
Good morning, guys. Mate, thanks for getting me on.
You were very diplomatic. You were very, very diplomatic last night on the Facebook page. So well done. What are your thoughts? How do you feel about this situation?
Well, firstly, I'd love your address, Lingy, so I could come by and grab some of those presents you said you were going to give out.
Everyone gets one.
Mm.
Secondly, look, I'm not some sort of present-giving psychopath or anything. I've just had my third child, but when it was just the two children, I just give, you know, a tiny little present. And I said I didn't sing them happy birthday, which is true.
Of course.
However, I probably do let the other child blow out the candles after the first one's
totally fine.
Maybe I am starting to sound crazy.
No, mate, no, that is totally fine.
See, Tegan, you're amongst
Isn't
friends. Tom is backing you on this one.
Interesting that it was the two kids again. See, there's that third diet. Now you've got three,
now
do you think you'll keep
one,
doing
I'm
it?
I'm questioning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm questioning now. Last night when I was writing and I was like, oh, actually, this is quite a lot I've got to do. But, look, it is really just a small present.
Yeah.
And I'm not really one for, like, you know, every time I go to the supermarket giving my kids presents, as, you know, some people choose to do. But, you know, just a little gift, I think, just make sure that they don't feel completely left out. But the person that's always, you know, that's having their birthday is very much spoilt and doesn't take away from that, I don't feel.
Good on you, Tegan. All right, and who we got next, Tom?
Gary from Drysdale. What are your thoughts, mate?
Tommy.
Great way to start, Gary.
This is not, we do not live in the world of Oprah Winfrey where you get a present.
Don't you be taking Oprah's name in vain, please.
No, hang on, Log. this is what is making us live in the world of bubble wrapping our kids. Fair income, I tell you. Let's just go out. Hey, you come 13th in the race, we'll give you a ribbon. Bloody hell, we don't do this crap. It's one kid's birthday, he or she gets a present.
I have stirred up a bee's nest.
Lingy, I don't like agreeing with Geelong footballers, but Lingy, you're 100% right this time, mate.
All right.
Thank you, Gaz. Gaz is fired up.
More people on the line waiting to have their turn. Olivia in Banno, what do you say?
I am with Lingy as well. I feel I have two children, Tom.
Yeah, you got the two, okay? So yep.
I've got two. I'm one of two, and there's no extra birthday presents when it's not the child's birthday.
Mm, okay.
They have their time in the sun, and I have to agree with that last caller. This participation ribbon thing—we're setting not necessarily a good precedent when just handing out the I've had experience where we have family or friends that we've had to cater for that too, and I'm not.
It's a bit rude if you're told that you have to. I'm not suggesting that that's a good idea.
All right, Julie from Corio, wrap this one up for us, Julie. If it is a child's birthday, do their siblings also get presents?
No, I have to agree with Lingy on this. Their kids have one day to themselves and it's their birthday. Mm. So you've got Easter, you've got Christmas where everyone gets presents, but on that kid's birthday, no other siblings should get presents.
Okay.
Yes, Julie, this is fantastic. Right.
Well,
I think we've settled it there,
yeah.
Tom.
Okay, great news for Julie, Gary and Olivia as well. Got a present for you this morning. Child Protective Services will be calling.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.